as an assistant professor of medicine at the University of Utah. At nearly every hospital I'd visited as a guest lecturer. If this is the kind of food offered to doctors all over the country, I reasoned, it couldn't be that bad. I always figured I was making up for it with exercise. I was a religious runner, a marathoner no less, and had been for 20 years. It's one thing to eat healthy and be able to run 26.2 miles. I was eating trash and was still able to do it. Surely, I told myself, that wasn't just an indication I was healthy. It was an indication I was more than healthy. Except I wasn't. Not even close. It wasn't just what I ate. It was how I lived. I worked too many hours. I took too few vacation days. I didn't spend nearly enough time with my family. I spent a lot of time considering my productivity and not much time contemplating my purpose. Life was a bit of a blur. I was overweight, overworked, hypertensive, and had a cholesterol level much higher than it should have been. I was tired and stressed all the time. I was also in constant pain. There was pain in my chest from acid reflux. There was pain in my back and neck from an autoimmune disease called ankylosing spondylitis. Food often became